Welcome to Business Bites. My name is Sarah. This is the podcast for busy professionals who want the quick hits of business terminology, historical context, and strategies for integration. This week, we're going to be talking about a RACI matrix. A RACI matrix helps bringing in the structure and clarity when we're thinking about projects, roles, and the individual members. It's a way for outlining and recording responsibilities in the easiest and simple ways. Oftentimes, the success of our project depends on who are the people that are responsible, accountable, informed, and consulted. This framework delineates every milestone in the project that needs to be executed, assigned, or taken responsibility for. This term was first coined in the 50s as either a decisions rights matrix or responsibility charting. It's a really helpful tool to think about how you are assigning those responsibilities. When starting to do a RACI matrix, there are six different phases that you can think of when adapting it. First, identifying and listing all of the tasks and responsibilities associated with completing the project. Second, classifying all the participants that are involved in completing and/or delivering the project. Third, addressing the need of identifying the individuals who are supposed to be responsible, accountable, informed, or consulted for each task. Four, assigning no less than one stakeholder with each task who is responsible for heading or managing it. Five, resolving all of the conflicts at once when they arise as you're filling out the document and making sure that only one participant is accountable for each specific task. Remember, one person has to be the final decider on every item, not two, not three, but just one. And six, clarifying and eliminating any ambiguities if they exist by discussing and approving that matrix with all participants before starting the project. In an organizational structure, this RACI matrix can be really widely used and helps present an immediate overview for any individual coming into the operation. It has clear deliverables so that people can understand the different roles that they have in each of those situations. And if there are conflicts when we're thinking about task allocation, take it back to the matrix. Who's supposed to be in charge? Who is actually making those decisions? And what adjustments do we need to make along the way? Encouraging collaboration amongst teams is the best way that you can use the RACI matrix to be able to have maximum flexibility and clarity when you're working on any type of project. This has been Sarah with Business Bites. You can reach me at podcast@mod.network. We would love to hear from you on what other terminology you'd like bite-sized. As always, give us a quick rating on your platform of choice and share this podcast with a friend. Business Bites is a production of Evergreen Podcasts, hosted by me, Sarah Esmail-Vagy-Bartlett. Our production team includes Nyjah Galladay, Hannah Ray Leach, and Gray Longfellow. We'll see you next time.
Hi there. I'm Heather Drago.
And I'm Sarah Saunders.
We host the podcast, That's a Hard No, about saying no and setting boundaries.
So you can become that true and empowered you that this world needs. Saying no isn't just okay.
It's the key to living an authentic, fulfilling life.
I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor. So while this podcast is in no way a replacement for one-on-one therapy, I suppose I know what I'm talking about.
I'd say so. We talk about learning to say no and set healthy boundaries and how it impacts mental health, physical health, relationships, parenthood, and more.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit our website, hardnopodcast.com.
We're here to help you find your no and say it unapologetically.
That's a hard no.